5 and a half-term adventure. The five were at Kirin Cottage for a short half-term holiday. For once, both the boys' school and the girls' school had chosen the same weekend.
It hardly ever happens that we can spend half-term together. And what luck to have such lovely weather at the beginning of November.
4 days off. What shall we do?
Bathe.
What? Bathe? In November? You must be mad. I can't allow that, Julian. Really, I can't.
Only joking, Aunt. Don't worry. We haven't got our swimsuits here.
Let's walk over to Windy Hill. It's a grand walk, by the sea most of the way. And there may be blackberries and nuts still to find.
Timmy put his big paw on Dick's knee. He was always hoping to hear that magic word, walk.
Yes, let's do that. Aunt Fanny, shall we take a picnic lunch? Or is it too much bother to prepare?
Not if you help me. Come along. We'll see what we can find. But remember, it gets dark very quickly in the afternoon now, so don't leave it too late to turn back.
The five set off half an hour later, with sandwiches and slices of fruitcake in a knapsack carried by Julia. Dick had a basket for any nuts or blackberries. His aunt had promised a blackberry and apple pie if they did find any berries for picking. Timmy was very happy. He trotted along with the others, sniffing here and there and barking at a curled-up hedgehog in a hole in a bank.
Now leave it alone, Timmy. You must have learned by now that hedgehogs are not meant to be carried in your mouth. Don't wake it up. It's gone to sleep for the winter. It's a heavenly day for the beginning of November. The trees still have their leaves, all colours, red, yellow, brown, pink, and the beeches are the colour of gold.
Blackberries!
Dick had caught sight of a bush whose branches were still covered with the black fruit. As soon as the blackberries were seen on bushes here and there, the five slowed up considerably. The blackberries that were left were big and full of sweetness.
I say, taste them. They're as sweet as sugar.
Mmm, they melt in my mouth. Try one, Timmy.
But Timmy spat the blackberry out in disgust.
Manners, Timmy, manners.
It was a good walk, but a slow one. They found a hazelnut copse and filled the basket with nuts that had fallen to the ground. Two red squirrels sat up in a nearby tree and chattered at them crossly. This was their nut copse.
You can spare us a few. I expect you've got hundreds hidden away safely for the winter.
They had their lunch on the top of Windy Hill. It was not a windy day, but all the same, there was a good breeze on the top, and Julian decided to sit behind a big gorse bush for shelter.
We'll be in the sun and out of the wind, then. Spread out the lunch, Anne.
I feel terribly hungry. I can't believe it's only 1 o'clock, Julian.
Well, that's what my watch says. Ham and lettuce together. Just what I like. Get away, Tim. I can't eat with you trying to nibble my sandwich, too.
It was a magnificent view from the top of the hill. They munched their sandwiches and gazed down into the valley below. A town lay there, comfortably sprawled in the shelter of the hills. Smoke rose lazily from the chimneys.
Look, there's a train running along the railway line down there. It looks just like a toy one.
It's going to Beckton. See, there's the station. It's stopping there. It really does look like a toy train.
Now it's off again. On its way to Kirin, I suppose. Any more sandwiches? What? None. Shame. I'll have a slice of cake then. Hand it over, Anne.
They talked lazily, enjoying being together again. Timmy wandered from one